If appreciating humor is good exercise for our brains, then writing a joke is exercise on steroids. Humor helps our cognition in less obvious ways, too. Laughing is a natural stress reliever, and our brains work better when they aren't slowed down by a fog of worry. In 2014, researchers in California demonstrated that elderly subjects who watched a funny video experienced significant improvements in their ability to learn and retain new information, possibly because the feelings of mirth reduced levels of carostol, a stress hormone that has been shown to hinder recall. A good joke can function as a release valve for the whole body. Humor can help reframe stressors, challenges, or difficulties that seem insurmountable to a person, says Torn Ford, a social psychologist at Western Carolina University and a co-author of The Psychology of Humor. If one is able to make light of a stressor or challenge, then it doesn't seem so big. It seems more manageable. Researchers in Hong Kong, for instance, demonstrated that when nursing home patients with chronic pain enjoyed jokes, funny books and videos, and goofy singing and dancing on a weekly basis, their perception of pain and loneliness decreased significantly. They also felt happier and more satisfied with life. Others have demonstrated that laughter can be associated with increased blood flow, improved immune response, lower blood sugar levels, and better sleep. You don't have to write a joke to reap the benefits. Merely experiencing humor will do the trick. But there might be an even stronger reason that a sense of humor is hardwired into the human genome. Not only does humor make us smarter and healthier, it may also make us more attractive to the opposite sex. There's a gigantic study, Biderman notes, that's been done in 38 cultures. It turns out that in every culture, both males and females desire their potential mates to be bright. But we don't have our IQ tattooed on our forehead. How do we know that someone's intelligent?